Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I guess we could rule this out as the song Ellie never heard before.
Be quite the spoiler if you did that, you know.
Just I don't know if they do it anymore.
One. I've heard this one.
I used to love baseball games, like when the starting pitcher gets run.
Yep.
And they play this.
That is really good.
It is. It is good.
Well, I also love like when the manager will be on the mound and they'll do like the doo doo.
Yeah. It is a fun touch. All right, welcome back, midday show. Elliot in for Hugh today. We got a lot to discuss. We'll get back to all your phone calls on Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and the Bryson Stott leadoff thing. We're all in agreement. It's time for Stott to lead the leadoff spot. It's been really below standard for what a leadoff hitter needs to be. Yesterday, if you look at yesterday, of the 30 leadoff hitters in baseball, Bryson Stott's OPS is 28th. I mean, it's just not good enough. They need more of that spot. Big moment last night. He couldn't get a hit in the fifth inning, and it's part of why that game got away from the Phillies. They lost it with the Romano pitch in the ninth inning. All right, we'll get back to that. Who should it lead off? I would just move everyone up. Trey, and then Harper, and then Schwarber, and Elliot wants to go Schwarber in the leadoff spot. But Elliot, we got a CJGJ Instagram post to react to because, a couple days ago, Vic Fangio spoke, and it's the first time he spoke in a while. It was an interesting press conference, and he was asked
always
about...
Always is.
Always. I love hearing Vic talk. Yeah. And he was asked about, the move that sent CJGJ out of here. Here is what Vic said a couple days ago when asked about the trade that sent CJGJ to the Texans.
What were your thoughts on trading CJ?
That was a salary cap type thing and how he made that decision. I was fine with it.
All right, so that was Vic, and CJGJ obviously got wind of that, and he put up an Instagram post yesterday, and I always have to try to, decipher what he's talking about, but I think we could try to do it. So this is what it said. I was a test dummy for them, so now they could be like my, quote, scheme work, or did my skill set make it work? 100 emoji. I had zero issues. People had issues with me. So, let the salary cap be the, quote, excuse. Elliot, your reaction to CJ's post.
Well, I will say in CJ's defense, before we get more into it, I would also probably be hurt if the defensive coordinator so callously was like, I was fine with it.
It was cavalier.
Right?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think that would go over well with a lot of players. But regardless, I mean, I think this is probably a look at why they got rid of CJ. And it's interesting that he said that, people had issues with me. Like, that was not really how this was portrayed when he was traded. He himself, once he was traded, remember, he got on, I think it was like a stream or whatever, and said, he's fine with it. You have to pay young players. He gets it. I think maybe reality is setting in for CJ that he's in Houston now. I think, the first day or two, it's probably easy to say to yourself, oh, this is exciting. Maybe Houston will pay me. From what it seems, Houston has not paid him yet. So, CJ, look, I wish him the best, but I think even he would probably acknowledge he is worse off in Houston. Like, he would rather be with the Eagles. So it has to be upsetting to then hear Vic Fangio go, I was fine with it.
I agree. And Elliot, I look, it's not just because he put this up yesterday. I felt this when it happened. I feel it now. I understand he's a lot sometimes, and maybe he does wear out his welcome places, but he's a good player, and he helps teams win wherever he goes. I think the Eagles are going to regret this trade. They didn't get much back for him. And it felt like, to me, the entire offseason, they didn't do enough to replace him. Now, we'll see what Andrew Mukuba becomes. He's a second-round pick, and maybe he becomes a really good player. I thought he was pretty good at Texas. But they had to use a pretty high pick to replace him. And then let's hear Vic Fangio the other day talking about the safety position. It just feels to me like the whole thing is in flux as we enter camp. They don't really have an answer right now what they're doing at that position.
What are you looking to find out about Cooper as you're trying him out at base, at corner, and in that plan right now?
With Cooper DeJean?
Yes.
We'd like to keep him at nickel. And then in our base package, we'll find a spot for him, either at corner or safety.
What's the benefit of someone who can play inside at nickel and outside in base? Because you'd have to find, someone at corner at the nickel size with like 80% of snaps.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will end up depending upon how the rest of the guys develop and where do we most need them. So it will be determined by what's best for him and what's best for the team. And it'll probably what's best for the team will win out in that decision. But he's capable of playing corner, and he's capable of playing safety.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether he plays at safety or the outside?
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does well. I just think he would do very well in there.
All right, Elliot, the fact that he brought it kind of unprompted, the safety thing, makes
completely unprompted.
Makes me believe that he's a little uncertain what he has at safety right now, because they have Reed Blankenship, who's the constant. And then the other spot is Sidney Brown, who he mentioned the other day might not be as far along as we think because he missed time physically last year. Tristan McCollum, who seemed like every time he got on the field last year, the defense gave some points.
Vic loves him, though.
I know.
And Vic brings him up unprompted all the time.
And then Mukuba. Well, if Tristan McCollum might be part of the answer, I think we created a problem for no reason. I think they're going to regret trading CJGJ.
So I don't think they will. I think CJGJ is a good player. I think he is a replaceable player. I don't think it's a coincidence that he's been on now, four teams in 4 years, iterations of the Eagles. And I think that ultimately, it was the correct decision for the team. I agree with you that they have an unanswered question at safety right now. And it is my biggest concern on the roster, probably from a personnel standpoint, not including coaching. But they have to replace him there. But ultimately, they are better off. CJ was not going to be happy here not getting paid after Saquon got paid. Obviously, he wants to be paid. Two, he's a free agent after this year. They were going to let him walk. They were likely not going to re-sign him. And they are better off getting something. You can say it's nothing, but they're better off getting something for him now when they obviously feel he's a replacement-level player. I think CJ gets so much credit for, 2022 Super Bowl, 2023 wasn't, 2024 they go there. The 2023 Eagles were always going to struggle. It is so hard to lose a Super Bowl and get back to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I think only one team's done it in 40 years. CJ is the perfect player for fans because you can just project on him whatever you want, right? He's a good guy in the locker room. He brings some swagger. This team is in trouble if the key to everything is Chauncey.
Well, okay.
And I don't think that is the case.
But he made plays in 22. He made
plays
in 23.
Plays, but sure. He also gave up plays.
But I think the net was positive. I mean,
but apparently the Eagles disagree.
But they were wrong 2 years ago. They were wrong in thinking they could replace him because the safety position stunk in 23.
The safety position
who
was
the
not
guy
good
they went and go got?
Kevin Byard.
And he tried to take over team meetings. That was a disaster.
Well, I think he saw a problem there with the coaching.
Maybe. But he wasn't any good when he got here. I just feel like they've done this already where they get rid of him. Maybe we should have kept him.
Only team that does that. Detroit got rid of him. New Orleans got rid of him. And I do think he is, again, a good player. But he is also a flawed player. He misses tackles. He gets out of place on assignments, right? I think Vic Fangio right now calls all the shots. Let's be real. And Vic wants somebody, I think, that will just do what the scheme says. And that's not always Chauncey's strength. And again, he is a bad tackler. He improved as the year went on last year. But tackling is not a strength of his. And I also think that, again, he is a free agent after this year. Trading a player away that you're not going to re-sign is smart business. And they're saving cash for all the other defensive guys that they have to get rid of.
But they could have paid him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They could have. They gave Saquon extra money for the hell of it.
No team has paid Chauncey. We inflate Chauncey in this city to more than what he is.
I think you're underrating him.
I don't think I am. The entire league agrees with me, and I'm not saying that means they're right, but there's a lot more people on my side of where Chauncey seems to fall in terms of safety rankings and pay than where you and some of the fans are.
I'm not looking to make him the highest paid safety in the league. I just wanted to keep him. You don't think they could have kept him and gave him a little bit more money and he'd be on the team this year? I do. ESPN had a story this week talking about spending, offense, defense, spending. Yeah. The Eagles are so far on one direction of spending on offense, it's amazing.
But that's because
their money's on the offensive side.
If you look at the last 5 years, I think they've made 19 picks in the first three rounds.
Yeah.
15 of them are on the defensive side of the ball, and one of those picks was traded for AJ. So, yes, you are going to have a discrepancy in spending when you are using what, in my opinion, is the most valuable asset they have. I think draft picks, especially in the first three rounds, are more valuable than cap space and cash, right? They're limited in quantity. The NFL controls them. Cash, you can spend how much as you want. When it comes to the biggest assets in the organization, they have used them on the defensive side of the ball. So they clearly are investing in defense. And part of the reason Chauncey is gone is because they want to pay guys next year. So Chauncey is not a good enough player, in my opinion, to feel like you need to spend cash here that's going to hurt you down the line when it comes to signing your better players.
I just think they're going to regret this. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying they're going to go 7-10 next year without Chauncey. I just mean this is a problem. They created a hole at safety. They didn't have to do it. What was he going to do?
What
was he going to hold out? He's a safety.
You want an upset Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in the locker room all year? Well, you can say that, but look at Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick in 2023, everyone's like, oh, what's he going to do? Hold out? Blah, blah. He had a disastrous year. They got rid of him the next year. He was unhappy all year about his contract, right? That is not what you want in the locker room when you're already going to have so many other things holding you back next year. Trying to come off the Super Bowl, pressure, all that.
All I know is they added money to a running back's contract they didn't have to do.
Well, I disagree with that.
Well, they didn't, but they didn't have to.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, I think the one thing was a mistake.
So they could have added money to CJ's contract and made him happier. Right? They just keep prioritizing the offense, and I get that's where their best players are. I think they're going to regret this thing. Kyle, where do you come down on CJ, GJ? As you knew he'd take the bait and respond when Vic said something.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to regret it?
I mean, in terms of his play on the field, I think it seems pretty obvious that they're going to regret it.
Yeah.
They don't have a clear-cut replacement for them. Vic doesn't seem too dead set on any particular guy. I mean, he's trying Cooper DeShean out there. I know Andrew McCubbin, they just drafted him, but he's a rookie, and I know he's a little bit small, so we'll see what happens with him. And then just the situation in general, it's Tristan McCollum, Reed Blankenship, that doesn't really inspire too much confidence for me. And I understand CJ Gardner-Johnson is a little bit of a head case, and maybe he goes off script a lot, but the reality of it is, they dealt with it. I mean, they had him on the team for two whole years, went to the Super Bowl 1 year, and then won the Super Bowl the other year. Clearly, it's something that can work within the structure of the defense, and he makes a lot of plays back there. I mean, he might be hogging the ball, but I'd still rather a guy that gets six interceptions in a season than some guy who busts coverage all the time and makes no plays.
Well, let me ask you this.
You get a little bit of both with CJ.
Who would you rather have be upset next year, Chauncey or Saquon? Because you're saying they paid Saquon, and I wouldn't have done it. Regardless, they felt like Saquon, and I'm sure they didn't just call Saquon up and was like, hey, you want an extra $30 million? Mm. I'd imagine that was Saquon feeling he deserves a raise, and you can only do it so much when you're saving cash for next year.
Yeah, well, to answer your question, it would obviously rather be, you'd rather have
Saquon happy.
But I don't, I sort of reject the premise. I don't think Saquon's going into next year pouting if he doesn't get an extra, if he doesn't get a $20 million contract.
We can say that about players just because we like them. That's not the reality. If you feel you are underpaid at your job, I completely understand.
Well, sure, but that, I guess that's sort of just like my perception of what it is with Saquon. Like, I just was an unnecessary move to pay him more. Like, he's already getting top of the market money in terms of a running back. Like, the Ravens didn't pay Derrick Henry until after they gave Saquon the extension. They paid him less than Saquon.
Saquon only had one more year guaranteed on his contract, yeah, by the way. He had 2 years left, but in theory, all the guaranteed money, I believe, was gone after the second year.
Yeah, right.
So he was actually, in a weird way, in line for a contract. Now, they broke you know, what they normally do to do it, which is why I disagree. But I can see why Saquon wanted paid.
Okay, but like, they also have 20-something million in cap space. They're not up against
cap
it.
Cap space is different than cash,
I understand that. And you keep talking about next year. Don't they want to repeat? Like, I'll just make it very simple. They'd have a better chance to repeat if Chauncey was still here. They're worse without him.
So I don't think you can say that definitively yet, because we will see what the safety play they get is. I agree with the premise of your statement, which is obviously Chauncey is a more proven safety than anybody they have on the roster right now. You could argue Reed Blankenship's a better safety, but he's here regardless. We will see if it ends up hurting them. I agree that they took a risk in doing it, but when you're building a team and you have to take all these things into consideration, something has to give, and Chauncey is not a big enough deal to like alter your plan
for. I think like the other ones they lost made... I wanted to keep them, but I understood it, right? Josh Sweat was a free agent. Yeah. You're not going to outbid the Cardinals for him.
He got a huge contract.
They traded him away.
Like, the Eagles were proactive in dumping this guy. When he was under contract, and you might be right, it might have turned into an ugly thing. They jumped the gun on this. They didn't have to.
They created a hole.
They did have to, though. But you used the analogy that the picks are the most important thing. They created a hole to then have to use one of their most important assets to fix.
Because they don't think Chauncey's that good.
Well, they're wrong.
I don't know if they
were
wrong.
They were wrong 2 years ago.
So if he's so good, why did they get, what was it, a fifth and a bust of an offensive lineman? And why, when he was a free agent multiple times, has he not gotten big deals?
All I know is when he's here, he plays well.
I think you're projecting that a little
six
bit.
Six interceptions.
Yes, he is good at creating turnovers, and that is important. I agree with you on that. But obviously, they don't think he's that good. Like, they're telling you what they think, and the league is telling you what they think.
Well, but you know what my eyes told me? Every time Tristan McCollum took the field, the ball went over his head.
It's tough. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
the Commanders game, the Super Bowl.
He's not, I agree, I'm not a big Tristan McCollum.
So you think there's no world in which we could have Saquon and CJ Gardner-Johnson on this roster next year? Because that's sort of where this conversation goes, that this is a move they had to make.
The other part of it that you're leaving out is that they need, I believe, to save cash for next year, because they are going to pay Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, maybe not. Like, you know what else we don't talk about a lot? Tyler Steen. I believe Tyler Steen is finishing his third year. If he's a starting guard all next year, he will be due for a contract, right? There are a lot of guys that they need to pay, and they have to save cash for that.
I think I feel better about having a little bit of uncertainty at the guard position.
Yeah, I would.
Than I do
Are
at
you
safety.
Kidding?
No,
I would much.
We don't even know Steen's the starter yet.
I think it's an easier hole to
fix.
But
I'm saying, if you have to, I think safety is a far less important position than guard.
Well, I don't necessarily agree. Not in this situation. Like, the Eagles have an offensive line that I think makes it easy for a guard to succeed.
So,
and they have a coach that also makes it, you know, he can.
I also
make a guy look a little bit better than he is.
If your argument is it's easier for the guard to succeed than the safety on this team, I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But I would rather have great guard play than great safety play.
I also wonder if you know, through the whatever he types, I mean, you got to have to like read through the lines.
Well, I like the use of the 100 emoji.
Me too. That's very Elliot. Yeah. I also wonder if there's some truth to this. Maybe he's just a pain in the ass and they use the cap as an excuse.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty evident.
What do you think about the reverse, though? Like, what do you think is... Do you think it would be worse for the Eagles as a team to have really bad safety play or really bad guard play?
I think really bad guard play.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think the heartbeat of this Eagles team is their offensive line.
But do you think Stoutland can make most...
Well, but he's saying...
But, like, the line as a unit, I think, can make up for the deficiencies of a bad guard, whereas I'm not sure, like, because...
Well, they got a ton of talent in the secondary.
Well, they
Quinion,
do, but...
Cooper,
but
Reed.
There's also another pretty glaring hole. They let go Darius Slay and Isaiah Rodgers.
Yes.
That's a question mark there, too.
Agreed. I agree with that.
So, like, if Cooper DeJean's not good enough on the outside, and then all of a sudden, like, you might have, like, two, three holes on this defense.
Let me put it this way, then we'll go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. We are one Reed Blankenship injury away from a disaster at safety.
Maybe.
Oh.
Well, look, I agree
McCollum
that you're
and Sidney Brown and Makuba, that's one of the worst safety pairings in the league.
But hold on. Mukuba was a second-round pick. Last year, they have first and second round. They've hit on every pick in the first three rounds for like 4 years.
Okay.
So while I'm not the biggest fan of the Mukuba pick, the idea that he could play well is not crazy. Because we've seen rookies come in time and time again.
That's one. What's the other safety?
Well, that's the next question. I agree with you.
No, but I know. But my point is we're one read in, and Reed gets banged up sometimes.
He does.
We're one read injury away from running out like Mukuba and McCollum to start the season.
Well, that's Cooper at safety and then Perry Nicholson.
Well, that's
Perry
Nickerson, like, it just felt unnecessary.
But I think the problem you're describing, like, I'm not even sure Chauncey fixes it the way you think he does. Like, they clearly don't think Chauncey's that great of a player. So we can say this is great safety they're losing. I don't think they view it
good
that
safety.
Way.
Yeah.
Well, he might not be
a
fix, but he's a patch.
He's that, yes, and a good one. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. You can react to this as well. The Eagles going to regret trading away Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think they are. Elliot doesn't. And the Phillies leadoff spot. It's time to move Stott out. Who goes in, Schwarber or Turner? Ray in Delaware is up. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. Great conversations on the Phillies. So, leadoff, I'm going to say that, this is what I think you guys teed this up, what the Phillies will do. I think they've given Stott a shot, and it's going to move on. And I would go Turner, then I would go Harper, then I go Schwarber. That's just my opinion. I think that would work. But if we're going to have that conversation with such passion, are we happy with the production out of Marsh and Kepler? And I'll throw Wilson in there, which I think they're hitting about 215, 220, each have about five or six home runs. And I'm not saying Cody Clemens we should have kept, but he's beating all of them. So if we're going to have a conversation of about leadoff, what about you trade one of those guys, Justin Crawford, we start exposing him to the team, and now we have a better defense out there too, because we always give Turner the crap for missing that ground balls all the time. But remember, Weston Wilson missed that ball that started the inning the other night.
Well, he did. Yeah, right. You're not wrong. We don't spend the same energy on it. But yeah, I mean, those guys have stunk, right? The Kepler, Marsh, Weston Wilson, they're not getting anything. And, right, it's fair to bring up the Cody Clemens thing. Now, the Phillies didn't play him. It felt like a square peg round hole. He was just like here, not playing on the bench. I don't know if people realize what he's done since he got to Minnesota. So he has played 28 games for the Twins. He's hit five home runs. His OPS is over 900.
Like, he 265.
I know. Like, he could have played left field instead of Kepler. It is kind of weird because they kept him around for like 2 years to be a pinch hitter, part-time player, and then they dumped him. Obviously, he can hit if he gets at bat. So that might go down as a mistake they made.
Well, and Ray, I think what hurts his team just quickly is Dombrowski has pretty consistently missed on the edges
on
since
the margins,
he's been on the margins. Yeah, like there's not a lot of steals he's made in the lineup. Now, the pitching staff is good, the starters, but the bullpen and the lineup he's missed on.
Well, he made a huge one with Nola. That's going to go down as the worst Phillies re-sign in the history because we are better without him there, unfortunately. I mean, we all love Nola, old Nola. But those years are done. So that was – he missed huge on that. So
yeah, that contract could age like milk. I mean, that could be –
worst contract, him or Embiid?
I think Nola will still pitch.
Yeah, now, I think Embiid's worse.
Yeah, I mean, Nola 3 years from now will be a very, very highly paid fifth starter, but he'll probably take the ball a lot. So I don't even know if Embiid's ever going to play again.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, but if we're going to nurture the future of the Phillies – and you guys talk about, we're not going to do a wholesale, let's bring all these guys up, painting everybody one time. We need to work things into the equation. Like Victorino was worked into it. And, you know, when you're talking about leadoff, throwing a guy leadoff. I think Jimmy Rollins may be a different pedigree. But that dude came up, and I think he said, hey, you're the leadoff guy, go for it.
Yeah, so I think a difference there, though,
the team wasn't as good.
Weren't competing for a World Series there.
Yes, and I'm not saying I would do that either, because I'm going to stick with the preface, what would the Phillies do? No, they're not going to put Justin Crawford in the leadoff spot. No. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, if you're happy with that production in left field, and you're happy with, personally, I like Rojas out there because, you know, he covers everything. So if you're happy with that, why would you not be happy with Justin Crawford out there? Because I bet you he would hit better than 220.
I think he would too, right? I don't think there'd be much power. He only has one home run in the minors this year, but he probably would. I mean, he's hitting 340 in AAA this year. Go ahead.
Right. And so I'd be happy with it. Anyway,
I don't think it's far-fetched to think that if they don't upgrade the center field spot by July, like they just call him up and send Marsh out of here.
Or left field. But and because why do I say somebody's going to go out of here? It's because you definitely need another arm. Because like you said, last night that was the awful. We lose the game in the ninth because the Phillies aren't hitting and their defense is bad, and then the reliever gives up.
Yeah, Elliot said earlier, it was like all the ways they could lose in the playoffs. We saw
it was
it
like
last
watching
night.
A nightmare of a game.
It was. It was the lineup. It was the defense. It was the bullpen. Ray, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Elliot's clues?
Yeah, That's a great one. I don't know. This is way out there. I'm going to say Michael Jackson, Black or White.
I've heard that.
He knows that one. All right,
Ray, I will say I'm surprised how many people are picking songs I actually know. I thought a potential problem would be.
Yeah.
I don't, but yeah.
No, it's actually good. But we'll get a second clue for Elliot's clues coming up.
They have no respect for your music knowledge.
No, they don't.
Because they're picking very popular songs.
Yeah, it's actually going to be fun to see where this goes today. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all of this. The leadoff spot. I think it's time to move Stott out. Who goes in? Elliot wants it to be Schwarber. I'm putting Trey in the leadoff spot. Trey, Harper, Schwarber is how I would start the lineup today. Your phone calls on that. And are the Eagles going to regret the CJGJ trade? I think they are. It feels like at the position. I wanted to keep him. Elliot was good with it. Where do you come down? We also got to get to a big 180 that happened on this station, and I think it's about time we take sides on this. DeCamera versus Fritz. We'll hit it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.